show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so we're talking about Israel's nuclear weapons. We all know they have them. Mordecai Vanunu smuggled pictures of the plutonium bomb-making factory underneath Israel's Dimona reactor 20 years ago. Germany more recently announced they have known for years that Israel is arming the cruise missiles on their Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear warheads. Israel is a nuclear power. Israel doesn't want to confirm it. They want to go on playing victim. We're so threatened by all these evil Arabs. Please send us more money and more weapons and more of your children. We're helpless, really, please. And they got all these nuclear weapons, something like 400 nuclear weapons and delivery systems. And, of course, the other reason Israel does not want to admit they have nuclear weapons is because it is illegal under United States law for the United States government to give your money to any nation that has nuclear weapons or nuclear weapon technology that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and refuses IAEA inspections. Israel has nuclear weapons. Israel repeatedly refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel refuses IAEA inspections. Israel got caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is designed to prevent. So Israel's using the Non-Proliferation Treaty to basically guarantee a market monopoly. We have bombs, and we're the only ones that can sell them to you, so we will charge a huge, huge price. And the reality is, under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and under the Glenn Act, every time the U.S. government sends another dollar from you to Israel, they're breaking the law, U.S. law. The U.S. government breaks its own laws to keep handing money to Israel. And so knowing that Israel's first generation of nuclear weapons was built with fissionables they acquired here in the United States of America, how simple would it be for Israel to leave enough fissionables right inside the United States of America and construct a couple of bombs, one underneath New York, one maybe underneath Washington, D.C.? And from then on, they say, you make war on our enemies or we'll blow up a major city and blame the enemy for it. Now, there's an interesting story. As you're probably aware, there was going to be this major joint U.S.-Israeli war game in the Gulf. That's been scaled back now as part of the signal that the U.S. really does not want to get into any more of Israel's wars. And there is now they're back to a single Aegis destroyer, which is nicknamed the USS Rachel Corrie. I don't know why, but that's the one. They have been warned of an attack. And according to Veterans Today, naval personnel have been given orders to shoot to kill if they're approached by unknown aircraft or ships, even if they are clearly marked as Israeli. Now, there's two ways to interpret this. Maybe they're trying to prevent another USS Liberty incident where Israel attacked the USS Liberty, tried to sink it, blame Egypt for it. We've already talked about, how Israel could very easily be thinking about sinking a U.S. ship like the Enterprise, which is at the end of its operational lifespan anyway, and blame Iran for that. So that may be the reason the U.S. Navy has been issued this warning. The other interpretation is that they don't want to have the ship being attacked say, these are Israelis attacking us. They want to be able to, it may be Israeli markings, but we know they were really Iranian. So somewhere out there, somebody is still thinking about how can they get this World War III cranked up into rock and roll, full tilt boogie afterburner overdrive. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution. Claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, sort of wrapping up on this whole thing about false flag attacks on U.S. ships. You know, boom, they did it. Go hurt them. Apparently, Homefront Command is having their annual disaster simulation drill exactly at the same time as this joint Israel-U.S. Austere Challenge 12 at the end of October. Halloween, trick-or-treat, just a coincidence, of course. Just a coincidence that we're going to have this Homefront Command having police and military in the streets of America at the same time Israel and American ship are over there near Iran. Just a coincidence, of course. Unless you're one of them conspiracy wacko type people. By the way, one of the shows, National Geographic, has been running this whole weekend is this show that specifically targets those conspiracy theorists, and they can't see sense. They won't go. They still think Pearl Harbor was a hoax. They still think, you know, 9/11 was a hoax. They still think, you know, CIA and whoever killed John F. Kennedy. So there's almost a sense of panic and desperation in the corporate media that all these carefully constructed lies and hoaxes from the last 60 years are starting to crumble. And the American people have allowed the scales to fall from their eyes, and now they see. And I remember when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, I drank the Kool-Aid. I thought Oswald did it. Until I stumbled across that magazine photo of Oswald standing at street level just when Kennedy is grabbing his throat. And at that point, whoa! By the way, that photo has never, ever, ever been allowed out ever since. And then in the same magazine, there's this photo that reconstructs what the killer saw. And it's a staged shot to make it look like it was entirely possible for Connolly and Kennedy to be hit by the same bullet, except it's not from the school book depository. It's from near the ground level in the Daltex building, and you can see the school book depository in the right-hand side of the picture. It's an obvious made-up shot to sell the propaganda. And back then, Americans were naive. Americans were trusting. Americans believed what their government told them to believe. Those days are gone. We know government lies to us about everything. We know the corporate media lies to us about everything. We know that Israel bribes our corporate media to report the news in a way that favors Israel. The Senate investigated and found it 25 years ago. Then they classified the report because we don't want the American people to know that they're being lied to. They won't be as useful if they start demanding the truth. The report was declassified, and of course we've commented on it many times on our radio show and at our website here. Now, getting over into Syria, everybody's screaming about Syria back and forth, and it's beginning to look like Syria is becoming the linchpin for the eventual war with Iran. If this invasion and conquest of Syria stumbles and falls, and so far it's not doing very well, that mercenary army didn't do very well. So now Russia has basically come in and said, this is as far as you're allowed to go. Clinton's out there bashing Russia's Syria peace plan, where Russia says, let's set down the actual revolutionaries. Get rid of the mercenaries. Set down any revolutionaries. Talk to Assad. See if they can't go back to normal. Clinton say, we don't want that. We need war and bloodshed and violence, because that's our doorway to the war with Iran. And that's what Israel wants. And thus it shall be so. France is continuing to fund and arm Al-Qaeda in Syria. We've always been at war with East Asia. Al-Qaeda is our friend now. Article came out earlier today saying Russia's Putin prevents U.S. from downing the Syrian leadership. It's all Russia's fault now. U.S. was in the right. We were doing the good thing. It's those evil Russians that are getting in our way and stopping us. It's a continuation of the demonization of Russia ever since they took control of their central bank. And the U.S. is looking for a fall guy. The U.S. is looking at Syria and realizing it could very well be the new Vietnam. Grind on for years and years and years with no success, eventual capitulation, and they're looking for somebody to blame. We didn't lose the war. It was Russia's fault. Hate them. More of the same crap. The U.S. is going to blame Russia if it fails to overthrow Assad. Meanwhile, of course, down in Yemen, a whole brand new shiny fleet of more U.S. drones for Yemen. Go in there and just start killing people left and right. Turning to the economy, and I know the corporate media is up there saying the markets have never been higher. Well, if you actually factor in the rate of inflation, no, they're not. It's just impressive looking numbers on a brokerage report, and that's all it is. Impressive looking numbers on a brokerage report. Hewlett Packard is going to cut another 2,000 jobs over and above their earlier announced cutbacks. Another 2,000 has been added to that. CEO Meg Whitman is trying to turn the company around. I have a suggestion, Meg. Instead of firing your workers, try designing more reliable products. Hewlett-Packard used to be one of the best names in high technology. I used a lot of their gear when I was with NASA. I had an HP 15C calculator, which worked beautifully without problem. I gave it away to somebody who couldn't afford a good calculator, you know, family man, five kids, when I bought my HP 28C. And this was, oh man, like 20 years ago. And that HP 28C calculator finally died last year, and I mourn it greatly. But that's what Hewlett-Packard used to be. And then when my wife and I set up our production company here in Hawaii, that was when Carla Fiorina had taken over Hewlett-Packard. And they were having everything that they were selling was being made in places like Hungary, which aren't even known as hotbeds of high tech. And we almost lost our company on the high failure rate of all these Hewlett-Packard computers and CD burners and everything that we had bought. I mean, we were getting these CD burners. They would last maybe 2 weeks, and then they would die. And it was always the same thing at the story. Oh, yeah, well, we don't have any in stock. You'll have to wait for a couple of weeks while we get you a new one. And that's not a way to run a business here. I remember this Hewlett-Packard Pavilion desktop had the bogus chips from Intel, kept locking up at random, and finally Hewlett-Packard said, we can't fix it. We know it locks up. You know, you're going to have to buy a new machine, which is what I did, only I didn't buy it from Hewlett-Packard. And I think the only piece of Hewlett-Packard equipment I still have is this document center, which is definitely showing problems. And when it goes, I'm probably going to switch over to Canon because I've had wonderful luck with Canon. So if Hewlett-Packard's in trouble, it's got nothing to do with how many workers they've got. It has to do with money junkie thinking that they're going to make the products as cheap as possible, design them to fail quickly, soon as they're out of warranty, so that people will come back and buy more. And no, people aren't going to come back and buy more Hewlett-Packard products when the Hewlett-Packard products they bought before were junk. And as far as I'm concerned, you don't get a second chance. I'm not buying another piece of Hewlett-Packard equipment ever, ever, ever. And it's a shame to see the name Hewlett-Packard that used to be something America could point to with pride have come down so low because it fell into the grasp of the money junkies here. Speaking of money junkie thinking, there's a very interesting story that came out. Now, you're all familiar with General Motors Volt, the Chevy Volt, and they're selling record numbers of these Volts in August. Sounds like something to celebrate. Huzzah, huzzah, the bailouts work. GM is back in business. They're selling Volts. Well, actually, no. Because of all the various programs and incentives to go green and everything like this, the cars are being sold at a loss. Because GM is losing as much as $49,000 on every single Volt it builds, according to estimates provided by Reuters, or provided to Reuters. And basically what it is to get them out there, they're basically leasing them for a very low cost. And Americans are paying as little as $5,000 to drive around for 2 years in a vehicle that cost almost $89,000 to produce. And this is what you get when you incentivize failure. GM should have been allowed to collapse and make way for a new automaker with some brains and some sense of social responsibility and fiscal responsibility. But instead, the U.S. government propped up General Motors for political reasons. It's a name. We must preserve the image and the reputation. And the Soviet Union made the same mistake, propping up bad industry and bad science, remember Lysenkoism, for political reasons. This Lysenkoism was propped up by the central government because it proved the superiority of Soviet science, and it led to massive, massive famine. And we're seeing the same thing here. GM is losing money on every single Volt. They're selling them out the door, leasing them out the door, and they're saying, look how many of these things are going on. And everyone represents a loss to the stockholders, which right now happens to mostly be the American people. You are paying for all these Volts on the road. It's money junkie thinking. It's not real. It's not practical. It is not consistent with capitalism even. It's just more fascism here. All righty. We already talked about a number of children in New York City's homeless shelters. It's 19,000. There may be many more who are not getting to the shelters. Apparently, the shelters are so terrible to live in. Children don't want to go into them. They'd rather make their way out on the streets of New York. We saw a lot of them when we were in New York a year ago. And the problem is just getting worse and worse and worse. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to take a few moments here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy, and over in Europe, the situation is not good. The Greek police and firefighters are protesting against the austerity cuts. Basically, they're being asked to work without pay. That's really not practical. There have actually been riots by ordinary police who are not being paid up at the parliament, being fended off by the riot police, who I presume still are getting their paychecks. So when you have your police forces at war with each other, you're basically in that final death rattle before the whole collapse comes down. And remember how Greece got into this situation. First of all, much of the Greek debt was created through this underhanded deal between Goldman Sachs and Papandreou to hide the already considerable Greek debt behind some currency swaps. And that got Papandreou out of office looking good.
Hey, it's the economy, everybody.
And, of course, when the new government came in, they looked at the books and said, holy crud, are we in trouble? Now, under the principle of odious debt, the people of Greece should stand up and say, we're not responsible for that. We had nothing to do with it. It was not done for the benefit of the Greek people. Just make it go away. But, of course, we know the attitude of the money junkies. A debt is a debt is a debt. It doesn't matter how it was created, even if it was fraud and criminality. You, the people, are responsible to work and give us all your money to make the debt go away, plus its accruing interest. And there were two elections in Greece where there were two parties. One that was a bank party saying, yes, we must go to bailouts and we must always pledge ourselves undying support for the central bankers. And there was an anti-banker, anti-bailout party that said, let's leave the euro, start printing drachmas and go about our own business. And the first election, the anti-banker party won handily. And the banker party simply refused to form a coalition government, and they simply stamped their foot and said, no, we want things our way. And so they forced a second election, which was marked by such rampant vote fraud. There were even reports of entire boxes of ballots being burned in the districts that were voting the anti-bailout, anti-banker party in. And so Greece was screwed by Goldman Sachs. Then they had their election stolen. And now the people of Greece have reached, I think, the flashpoint. When you have the police and firefighters out there, when you have, you know, Greek security staging mock hangings of parliament members in front of parliament, you know it's getting very, very serious over there. And, of course, in the White House, Obama's saying, please hold it together until after the elections. Please just hold it till after the election. I don't care if you kill each other after. Please make it look good for the election. That's all he's thinking about. Actually said that about 2 weeks ago to your, please just keep Greece in place, keep them happy, hold it together until after November. Then you can go in and kill them. Everybody was celebrating last week because of this new announced bond buying program by the European Central Bank. It's not a fix. It's just another kick the can down the road. The European Central Bank's going to print up a whole new bunch of currency, and they're going to buy these toxic assets away from the banks. So the banks have got money to basically pay their salaries and their bonuses with, and the money held by ordinary Europeans decreases in value. And so this isn't a fix. It's just another refi. It's just another loan to that private central bank at interest. Now, Hungary is getting the right idea. Hungary has told the IMF to get stuffed. Hungary is going to follow the Iceland model dealing with the bankers. They're going to start throwing them in prison and writing off the debt. Personally, I think they ought to follow the Iranian model. In Iran, when you're a crooked banker, you get hanged. And Hungary, in addition to telling the IMF to get stuffed, is saying they don't want any more GMO seeds. And the U.S. is basically taking the position they're going to declare trade wars on any nation that refuses to buy U.S.-made genetically modified seeds. It's amazing. Meanwhile, here in this country, sources inside the investigation of Wall Street, which was done for purely political reasons in election year, are basically saying, no, there's going to be no criminal charges against any of these executives who did the mortgage-backed security fraud, who did the derivatives, who did all this stuff that wrecked our nation's economy. They're not going to be arrested. They're too big to jail. They're good people. They're good campaign donors and supporters, so we can't arrest them. So we go to Plan B, which reminds me, whoever borrowed my copy of the blueprints for the guillotines, we need those back. Thank you very much here. Now, the mayor of Trenton, New Jersey, has just been arrested for corruption. Okay, no big deal. That's sort of what we've come to expect in the United States of America. Everybody in elected office has been corrupted by the system. The moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. So when government goes bad, it goes all bad, all the way through. By the way, a little side note story, a video came out. Apparently, TSA kicked a woman off of a flight for no other reason than she was not bowing and scraping to TSA deeply enough. And they caught the guy on TSA, the TSA guy on video saying, I know you're not a terrorist threat, but I don't like your attitude. And he kept her off the plane. When the revolution starts, those TSA blue shirts are going to be the first to get hurt because we know where they are. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this incident where this TSA blue shirt kept a woman off the plane. And he got caught on videotape saying that the only reason he was keeping her off the plane is he didn't like her attitude. She was talking back to him, and therefore he had the authority to keep her off the plane. Now, this all began in the aftermath of that new practice by the TSA to walk around the airport concourse inside the secure zone after you've already been through security, after you've already had your crotch grabbed by somebody with purple rubber gloves, after they've already gone through your luggage and dropped your laptop, after all of that, and you go into the concourse, the gate area, and you're waiting for your plane, and you go to the food stores or the bar in the secure zone, and you buy a drink. Now the TSA wants to come around and test those drinks. So you're there trying to basically calm down, wait, you know, get over that horrible experience at the security gate, waiting for your plane. Some guy from the TSA comes up and says, "I'm here to test your drink here." And they go, "Well, that's a pretentious little Chardonnay, I think. A little too much cask in it." And this girl got very upset with it. She had apparently just a glass of water. And this guy was trying to say, "I must test it to make sure if it's an explosive." And apparently she just said, "I'll prove it's not an explosive." And she simply gulped it down. And the TSA guy says, no, you're supposed to let me do my swab and my thing and the rest of that. And he kept her off the plane. And she caught it on video. And this tells us two things. One, those blue shirts are just as much jerks as the brown shirts. I'd use a different word from jerk, but I don't want the blue shirts at the FCC to come in and take away this radio license. And two, this is why it is so important to have concealable video cameras documenting every time you interact with one of the blue shirts. And of course, you know, Apple is now going to come out and all of their future products, iPhones, iPads, I don't knows, are going to have a remote switch so the TSA or the police can basically disable your cameras so you can't document what they're doing. Now, of course, there are other products out there that don't have these built-in kill switches. The Luxi Bluetooth earpiece with built-in camera is a good example of that. These sunglasses and pens with built-in cameras, they don't have remote kill switches like they're going to start putting into the smartphones. It is important to constantly be videotaping these people doing what they do. The courts have repeatedly ruled you are within your First Amendment rights to document all interactions with what we laughingly refer to as law enforcement. And the reason the goons go around telling you to turn your camera off is they want to behave like this. Yeah, I'm not going to let you on the plane. I don't like your attitude, lady. You don't get to travel on my airline. So arm yourselves with cameras. Cameras and the internet are one of our most potent weapons against the New World Order, against the tyranny, against the blue shirts. Okay, we got a caller on the line. David Lone Wolf, well, is Lone Wolf territory. I'm not sure where that is. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes. I got something that you may not be aware of, and I thought maybe it's time that people did know what was going on. Your server was down this morning, was it not?
I was not aware that it was. I'm pretty sure that it was running, in fact, because when it goes down, I get alarms.
Well, it was down this morning. It's back up again. However, there's another server down. GoDaddy.
Oh, really?
8 million people are offline and have been since 1 o'clock.
Well, my goodness, that is interesting.
Isn't that interesting that this
actually,
is the
no,
day
I
before 9/11?
I just went to GoDaddy.com and it came right up. Now, I think what's going on here, to be very, very honest, because I've been getting a lot of emails from people who say that my server is unreachable. And it's been off and on for like going on almost 2 weeks now where they'll say they get server not found, which sounds to me like you were getting, and then all of a sudden it will come back. And I think what's going on here is that somebody is trying to test a way to hijack what are called the DNS lookup tables so that ahead of the next false flag, they can shut down the alternative media so there are no competing voices to the official story. And there's a precedent for that because 2 weeks before 9/11, the FBI was running around the United States of America shutting down the websites of every Muslim charity they could find so that nobody could go online and say, hey, we're not sure Muslims are behind this. There's reason to question the official story. And obviously they're going to have to do that again if there's going to be a new false flag. And so somebody, I think, is testing this out. Now, there's a way around this. Okay, if the website is configured for direct IP access, in other words, you're not sharing the same IP among multiple domains, if the server is configured for direct IP access, you can add a line to your host's file on your computer so the computer will map the domain to the IP without having to go through DNS. And if you do that, then any games played with the DNS are not going to affect you. And we have an article at whatreallyhappened.com, I'll reprise it to the top of the page on the next commercial break, that basically has instructions for Mac, for Windows, and for Linux on how to do this. And my server is intentionally configured so that this will work. Okay?
Yeah, well, GoDaddy is down. Millions of people are websites are down. If you got to the GoDaddy front page, good for you. Now try click on something on GoDaddy's front page and see where it takes you. Nowheres.
All right, I will take a look at that. But,
and the GoDaddy emails are down. All over the world, their emails are down. Yeah, I've got 30 websites on GoDaddy, and ain't none of them working. None of the emails are working. No matter where the websites are at, no matter where the emails are at, nothing's working, and it's been that way since 1 o'clock. And,
I'm looking at the front page, and all the links seem to be working, but, I'll take your word for it here.
Yeah, From the Trenches right now is been down. Their IP went down about a half hour ago.
So, okay, let's see. From the Trenches has nothing to do with, well, it says error establishing a database connection, so that looks like an SQL problem.
Yes, and they got hit a half hour ago on that, but their website has been down since 1. And now,
all right,
now
well,
now
we'll keep an eye on that.
Down.
We know somebody's playing games, and when all the websites vanish, when whatreallyhappened.com is unreachable, when Republic Broadcasting is unreachable, you'll know something is up. But you know something? What will it really change? Because everybody's already suspicious of the official story going in, so the fact that they're not able to reach their alternative media sites is only going to reinforce the idea that the U.S. government is behind whatever's happening.
And the excuse right now on the net is posted by is that supposedly some anonymous hacker has hacked into GoDaddy's security system. That's what it says right now on the reports.
Well, anonymous, are pretty sure is either a U.S. or an Israeli government operation, because they have been unquestioningly supportive of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, which we all know is a propaganda operation as well. So, again, if Anonymous is claiming it, that's okay. My concern would be that when the Internet is taken down, they'll try and blame Iran for it.
And the worst of it is GoDaddy was bought out within the last year by a bunch of Jewish bankers in New York. And if you read their portfolio, which is posted on, Wikipedia, it talks about they're involved in leveraging accounts and, hedge funds and stuff like that. The only purpose they bought GoDaddy out is to bankrupt it.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a website that I developed for the Japanese Sword Society of Hawaii. It's hosted on GoDaddy, and I'm able to reach it. So I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe GoDaddy got their stuff back together, and they're coming back to life. But
it keeps flickering, but I haven't been able to log yet.
All right. Well, you might want to clear your browser cache and reload, because if you've got corrupted files and pages in your cache, that may keep you from reaching the net as a whole, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So give that a try. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me. Getting too excited here. All right, let's see. Now, getting back to TSA, this one comes from the "Are they really spending our tax money on this nonsense?" department. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security is coming out with a new set of commercials about the coming zombie apocalypse. They're trying to exploit this popular fascination with zombies, and they're trying to use it to basically attract young people to come in. Homeland Security, we're here to support you, and here's what you need to do for preparation. And the only thing I can think with this desperation to keep their propaganda going is I guess they recognize this terrorism thing is kind of wearing out. Terrorists are coming. Big deal. They've been coming for 20 years here. They're not here yet. Oh, it's zombies. Oh, zombies. I must pay attention. So it's lame is what it is. It's lame. And I guess maybe this is the sort of thing that happens when your top management, is up there dealing with all these sexual harassment lawsuits. And, Janet Napolitano and her gal pals, I guess, have been like saying, it's our turn now. And they're slapping the men around just for being men. And they're getting sued for it. And I'm sure the reaction is, what do you mean sexual harassment is two-way? I thought it was just, what men do to women, and we're, when men do it to us, it's sexual harassment. When women do it to men, it's empowerment. Nope. Two-way street. Two-edged sword. A story just came through a couple of minutes ago. As you're probably already aware, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Russia took control of their central bank. Now, their central bank is part-owned by the Russian government, and it does have private owners as well, but it was operating more or less independently. And in looking at what the privately owned Federal Reserve has done to the United States of America, the Russian government took control of interest rates in their central bank, by which they can steer their economy more efficiently, make sure that there is funding and investment going into farms and factories, and it's not just all piling up on financial services and get-rich-quick schemes. And of course, the global bankers are up and or how dare you think a government should be running a country's economy? That's just nonsense. Look at all the wars we've fought to bring private central banking to the world. Now we're getting word that Putin is investing in hard gold. Just like China, Russia is now buying up gold bullion. And of course, here in the United States of America, what we get is, you know, Ben Bernanke saying, gold is not money. These paper notes are money. And Berkshire Hathaway's Charlie Munger claims that, yeah, gold is only for those pre-Holocaust Jews, and civilized people understand that these pretty printed pieces of paper are the money. Warren Buffett is out there saying he's never going to invest in it. Soros, of course, has gone the other way. He's pulled all of his money out of Wall Street. He's buying gold bullion. But basically, Vladimir Putin has just committed the same crime that Gaddafi did. State control of the bank and hard gold as the basis for an economy. And so we can now count on the United States to try and destroy Russia the way they did Libya. Direct war, probably not a good idea. Subversion from within or even assassination, quite possibly. And there's a very real reason why this clash of civilizations, this banker war, is going to have to go until private central banking is the de facto standard of the entire planet, because history has shown that a free economy is much more powerful than a slave economy. Slave economies have never been able to compete with a free economy. And the United States became a slave economy in 1913 when we were all enslaved to the private central bank, and so is Europe. If China has a free economy, if Russia has a free economy, they're going to dominate the world. Because slaves just aren't as productive or enthusiastic as people who are sharing in the largesse of their own industry. And so in order to prevent that destabilization, in order to prevent that imbalance, in order to prevent that collapse, people who are behind private central banking must force it on the entire world. They cannot allow or tolerate a single nation to have a state-controlled bank and a value-based currency, because sooner or later, that value-based currency will displace the fiat currency, the debt currency, all around the world. And so that's why we're on the verge of World War III. This clash of civilizations is a war between banking systems. In one of the greatest historical ironies of all time, the United States of America is trying to force on the rest of the world, at the point of a bayonet, the exact same style of banking we fought a revolution to be free of 230 years ago. And almost 100 years ago, a corrupt Congress and a corrupted president sold us back into the slavery of private central banking, and now that private central bank is trying to force itself on the rest of the world through American weapons of war and American lives. And so Russia, Putin, has just painted a big target on his forehead. I'm sure he understands what he's just done. Because he saw what happened to Gaddafi 2 years ago. Gaddafi was everybody's friend, reformed terrorist, doing wonderful civil works for the people of Libya. Then he has a state bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and everybody's saying, oh yeah, we want to use that instead of the Federal Reserve note. Boom, attack Libya. Now they got a brand new shiny private central bank and a debt-based currency. China's going to a value-based currency. They're buying up gold. They've established this new international gold-backed trade currency. Everybody's signing onto that. Russia is buying up gold. They're going to do exactly the same thing. And that means the U.S. has no choice but to eventually declare war on Russia and China, and the U.S. will lose. The U.S. government is preparing to commit national suicide in order to force the Federal Reserve System onto these other countries that do not want it. That's a really stupid reason to sacrifice millions of American lives, in my opinion. It is up to us to stop this nonsense. The money junkies have enough money. Let them go away. We'll put them on a little island somewhere, and they can pile up all their little paper notes and play with them for the rest of time. Doesn't mean the rest of us have to give them anything for those notes. They'll just say, look, I have, it'll be like Zimbabwe. I have $10 trillion here. Okay, great, you know. Use it as rolling paper around your marijuana and smoke something with that. I don't know if you can really do that, if that paper and ink that they use on money is something that you could smoke. But it's a pretty image here. Take a $10 trillion Zimbabwe note and roll your own with that thing here. All righty. Now then, we're coming up on the end of this segment here. I got one quick story before we go to commercial break here. A judge has now ruled that sniffing open Wi-Fi networks is not wiretapping. This ruling came down to basically get Google off the hook from all these lawsuits of people who were saying that these Google Street View cars, when they're driving around, they're trying to find open Wi-Fi networks and acquire information from them. Judge has just said, federal judge in Illinois, says that intercepting traffic on unencrypted, unsecured Wi-Fi networks is not wiretapping. Now, that gets Google off the hook and makes life easier for those of us with neighbors using open Wi-Fi who have interesting bedroom pictures on their machines. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are getting a confirmation that GoDaddy has been hit with a massive shutdown. Anonymous member claims responsibility. Come on, people. We know what this is. Obama's getting ready to issue an executive order on cybersecurity to get all these little controls on the internet Congress won't give him. What an amazing coincidence that just when Obama's trying to push this executive order through, we get a major cyber attack to tell us all that the net is fragile and the government should manage it for us. I mean, come on, it's pretty obvious what this is all about here. All right, one story here before the top of the hour, and then we got phone callers piling up we need to get to here. There is a very interesting story, and this gets back to TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, where the U.S. government is now demanding inspections of all imported Swiss chocolate products. Going to have to open up the box and test all those chocolates and make sure they're not filled with anthrax or crunchy frog or anthrax ripple or whatever else it is. We're going to test all those chocolates here. And it's got nothing to do with terrorism. This is an escalation of the trade war. Because these inspections, of course, are going to have to be paid for by the chocolate importers. It's going to drive their costs right through the roof. And the reason for this is very simple. If you've ever had chocolate products made in Europe, you know how good they are. They are very, very superior to what passes for chocolate produced by American companies. If allowed on into the U.S. market, these European Swiss chocolates are going to, they're going to become very, very popular. They're good quality products. There's a lot of cocoa. There's a lot of good ingredients in there. They don't have a lot of fillers. They don't have a lot of artificial sweeteners. And so this is just about keeping a superior competing product off the American marketplace. So you will go down to your supermarket and you will get that block of brown chocolate flavored thing and think that's chocolate. And it isn't. It's a trade war. It's got nothing to do with security here. All righty. Let's see. Former Las Vegas church treasurer charged with fraud. Defrauded his church out of $1.75 million. All righty here. Let's see. Looking back at this, I'm getting more and more information about this GoDaddy thing. Another story coming out. Ottawa has now announced they're watching members of the Iranian regime trying to take up residence in Canada. Oh, we've got to watch those Iranians. Got to watch those Iranians here. And I think what's starting to manifest itself very rapidly is Israel has decided they can't get the U.S. to go to war in Iran for them. So now they're going to get the Canadian government to do it. And that's why if Netanyahu is going to do a false flag, I'm starting to think more and more it might be something within Canada, like knocking over the CN Tower with an airplane. And apparently their big metro system is under, their security is handled by an Israeli security company. There's a red warning flag. Going to take a station identification back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.